Congratulations to Nigerians for successfully transiting from one democratic regime to another regime. It's a watershed in the history of Africa and, of course, the whole of West Africa. We are excited. One, on the issue of the expectation for Nigerians, you recall that Nigeria has gone through a lot in the recent past, especially with respect to security challenges, with respect to non-performing economy, and of course, with respect to political instability occasioned by the recent election. A lot of, then of course, unemployment among young people. So Nigerians are looking forward to a government that will give them hope around restoring performance in the economy, restoring security, architecture, particularly the protection of life and property. You agree with me that the Buhari administration didn't really do well.
The president, you know, ahead of the election made a lot of promises that he was going to improve the living conditions of Nigerians, among other promises he's made. You know, a lot of politicians make promises to Nigerians, and a lot of Nigerians say they don't keep the promises. What do you think this president can do to meet the aspirations of Nigerians?
Unlike the outgoing president, Bola Ahmed Tinubu was the governor of Lagos, one of the biggest states in Nigeria in terms of population. And everybody agrees that there is a consensus that he performed creditably well as a former governor of Lagos for 8 years. In that process, he deployed a lot of resources, both human and material, to ensure that his government in Lagos, you know, achieved tremendous results. Therefore, he's coming on that background, so on the basis of that backdrop, that a lot of Nigerians have confidence and hope that his presidency is going to be a replication of what happened in Lagos some few years ago. You also know that Tinubu has emphasized so much on the economy during his campaign. And in his speech just this afternoon, a few minutes ago, he's talked about targeting 6% GDP growth in the next few years. He talked about creating employment opportunity for young people. Then he also talked about investing in the military, that there will be no more room for insecurity. From now, I'm sure bookmakers will monitor the implementation and the realization of some of these goals so that he can be reminded in 100 days' time, in 6 months' time, in a year's time, to say, okay, Mr. President, these were some of your promises on the 29th of May, 2023.
It's the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
His victory has been challenged by both former Vice President Atiku Abubakar and former Anambra State Governor Peter Obi. What are your expectations of what is going to happen?
Mr. Peter, there is no election that has been conducted since 1999 today that has not been challenged. And therefore, Tinubu's election victory is not going to be the first one that will be taken to the tribunal, and it's going to go all the way to Supreme Court. But today he has been inaugurated. And as a country that believes in the rule of law, as a country that believes in constitutionalism, and of course, the citizens also believe in it, we have confidence in the judiciary to look at some of these issues dispassionately and in a manner that will bring justice and happiness to all. But, Mr. Peter, let me tell you, over 18 million or so votes were casted during the election. And at the end of the day, you are challenging the outcome of the election, but you are bringing only 55 people. The Labour Party is bringing only 55 witnesses. YPDP, the party that came second, is also bringing less than 60 witnesses to serve as witness in the court in the court case. For me, as a normal observer, as a normal watcher of Nigerian democracy, it's not representative enough. So for me, some of the issues that have been covered around manipulation of results, the beavers didn't work, these are things that can be knocked out by the court, because when you look at the Nigerian electoral system, it gives INEC the power to determine the methodology of transmission, the methodology of accreditation, the system of voting gives them the power, and that was exactly what INEC did.